Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Two, three. Welcome to Dollar Tree. Welcome to Dollar Tree. Everything is $1.25. And don't forget to go down at Christmas out. And we also got that $3, $4, $5 out. We want to thank y'all for shopping with us at Dollar Tree. And the Dollar Tree whole staff love you. Two, three.
Yeah, welcome to episode 165 of the greatest podcast of all time. That's absolutely about nothing. This is... yeah, another podcast. Oh, what the fuck?
Boy, if you don't get...
I'm mad because I said no name ring louder than mine. That's what tipped you off, bitch. It's the truth, though, ain't it? It's the truth, though, ain't it? Don't no name ring louder than mine. I don't give a fuck who don't like it, nigga. I told you, if you want the title, you got to come take it. You can't hate it away.
And how are y'all niggas doing today?
We're fabulous. It's cold as shit outside, though.
It's cold as shit?
Yeah.
Oh, where? What's your level right now?
Level of cold?
No, high. You got to test Sean's high levels because if you don't test her high levels, you go and get a pile where she just goes
this. Thing on?
My level of cold is like...
Man, tell me, Brianna, if it's switched up.
You didn't introduce the pod.
I think it's on.
Yes, I did.
You said it was episode and everything.
Oh, I said Yep Another Podcast.
Oh, my fault, nigga. Damn.
Welcome to Yep Another Podcast. How are y'all niggas doing today? If you don't know what podcast you listen to, don't know why you clicked it. It's very pretty apparent which podcast this is.
Yep Another Podcast.
You know.
Let's start with Harley. How are you doing?
How are you, Harley?
How am I doing? I'm doing actually pretty great. You feel me?
I like your breeze.
Oh, you like my braids? Thank you. I appreciate that. I got them done for specific people, but they're not here today. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep myself on mute
Mama
because...
Club. Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yo.
As I said, for the remainder of the episode, since y'all niggas want to play, I'm going to be mute. I'll give you sign language, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm...
Okay.
Y'all niggas.
Basket boy!
You the one that said it.
Sir, is that he's gay.
Gay, gay!
Gay, gay, gay.
You gonna really not talk to him again, huh? Walk at the Jones ain't
sure. You're not trying to slip up.
You know how afraid you guys be to be afraid to gay?
Quarterback rush. Damn, another drink.
All right, Sean, how are you? How are you, my nigga?
I'm good.
I'm going to speak in Morse code. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. Can you pass me a card, please?
Leaf, how are you?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Brianna, ew.
Damn.
Brianna, how are you?
Bear girl.
How are you, Bree? Bree Ali?
Anything it's a lie. And I'm doing great. I don't even really know football.
I'm like, okay, so I'm trying hard.
Tell us your cards.
I don't know what's going on.
Because this happened.
Oh shit! All right.
I'm doing good.
I'm learning football.
Wait, you gotta take four drinks because this happened.
Oh
so
damn!
It's 2+2.
Yeah, it's on.
Did they call a timeout yet?
For the audience, they're playing a game right now. playing a football card game called Last Leg. Shout out to sponsors. Oh, yeah,
shout out to Martin and Sid in the room today. They came to sit on while we potted.
Shout out to Martin and Sid.
I still don't know what the topics are today.
Oh, no, my fault.
Wait, did you add mine?
No, I didn't actually. Because I didn't look at my phone until right now.
Oh, my God.
We have literally three topics.
This is crazy.
Three topics?
We have three topics.
You didn't add that? Okay, hold on.
Freestyle.
I love a podcast week where we have like nothing to talk about for real. Because that's the essence of this pod. I should have got fried, too.
Hey.
Drug addicts.
I used to get high on the pod. These would be great times. You thought I bought shit now. It was way worse back then. Sean, though, that's when Sean was first hired.
Yes.
That's when we all used to just get fried.
This is early.
Sean, you still here? I thought I fired you, bro.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Oh, you want to talk?
Yeah, because first of all, because I have to speak as HR now and shit like that. I fired her last week.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if you can make niggas, you can be HR no more because. You be having the strap on.
Oh my God.
That's discrimination, bro. You can't fucking let them not be something because of
I'm not a gay spologist.
You know what? Let me say something. Just because this is your show, this is your equipment, this is your house.
This is your equipment.
Does not mean that I don't have the right to say, you know, I'm going to just end it right there. I'm just going to end it.
I'm not a gay spologist.
You're trying not to say some Paul shit.
He said he was gay. So what?
You want to keep going?
Going for what?
Is that pass interference?
No, it's the, he touched him when he was catching.
Oh, rough punt. Passer?
No, punt.
I just thought.
Oh shit!
Oh, interference!
I got the punt.
Oh damn! Fuck.
I'm gonna be drunk by like 30 minutes in.
Fuck it!
No, I love a pod. We really don't got shit.
I wish we had some snacks though, for real. Right. Yeah.
Where should we start? You want to start with some music?
Let's do it. Let's do music.
All right, boom! I'm done.
Y'all heard the new music that came out?
I heard both. I listened
to some of the 21 Savage. I didn't listen to all of it.
I listened to Summer 21. Summer 21 was good.
But it's good so far.
I
liked it.
I liked, I heard some of the book. Well, I only heard the Hov song on Book of Clarence. The Book of Clarence. You didn't hear that song? There's no Hov verse.
Oh, it's a song.
I only heard a clip.
You didn't hear the new Hov verse?
What?
There's a new Hov verse.
Hov got a verse.
It's with D'Angelo, right?
Hov and D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Hov and
only
D'Angelo?
Heard a clip of Jay-Z's verse.
That's a crazy combo.
Why? That's a crazy combo.
Why?
I'm gonna play it for you.
Why was it not like advertised at all? Like nobody said anything on Twitter, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
All I wanna say is that I'm not in someone.
Don't judge what you hear.
Girl, you away. Got these niggas next level hating, matchmaking from the grave. Y'all okay? Lovers don't finally meet, they've been in each other all along. So way before you were born and long after they're gone. This ain't no song. Life don't taste the same without you. Tears in my champagne about you. Playing, girl, you know I'm crazy about you. You know that week you ran back to your mama house, asked my friend they can vouch.
That's right. Hov? What the fuck is going on?
It's spoken word
that
Hov.
That was the clip I heard.
This nigga Hov thinking of Love Jones. And
like, what? He started doing poetry.
I did not expect to hear Love Jones Hov. Niggas was hyping the song like, yo, Jay-Z D'Angelo 9 minute song. And I was like, oh shit. No. I went, listen, all I hear, I was like, he gonna start rapping? I had a dream.
That's his whole verse right there, though. Huh? That's the whole verse.
Yo, yes, spoken word, Hov.
Wow.
Yo.
We got a snip at the end of it.
I'm appalled at that.
This part is not bad. It's like
I'm still about
nigga,
to edit
put
it.
A flow.
Listen to it later, but like,
cause like the song is like you heard D'Angelo come on to All I Wanna Say is that I love that song is hot. I also feel that, you know, the nigga who made the person who made the Book of Clarence in Harder We Fall, like the director.
Yeah.
You know that nigga Seal's brother? It makes all the sense in the world. Like, this nigga,
Wow.
Niggas do look alike. They are kind.
Seal.
Wow.
You know, got that face.
He got boy.
Got that ugly.
Yo.
That's so out of
what's that good song that Seal has?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think
he got like one song that's.
I don't think I ever listened to a Seal song, and part of it is because. You got the mic right there. You got a mic right there. What's that? I'm not gonna lie to you. I never heard of a Seal song.
Fly like an eagle.
That's Seal?
What? You made it fly like an eagle?
I thought that was you too.
Oh, he got a this Christmas.
I don't wanna
even
know.
Let's see.
I'm like a bird.
Ooh, this is my shit. Oh, you never heard this?
Yeah, you have. This is a banger. This is actually like
this Kiss from a Rose.
This is a banger.
Wait, he got a couple bangers in. All right, Sue.
Bro, you definitely heard this song before.
There used to be a grand tower alone on the sea.
You watch Brown Cover? You heard this shit?
I've heard this song. I've definitely heard this song. Dark side of me. Love remains. I feel like this would be a Brown Cover song.
This is like should be in a Brown Cover song.
The light that you shine. Nigga, what?
Oh, Seal wasn't Luke.
Oh my God. Yo, Cowboys about to get cooked.
And this show.
It should.
We got a third now.
I do.
No, I got this. This is.
All right, I'm at the. Hold on, I got to fix the computer.
Is there another drink back there?
Whatever. All right, we back. Yes. All right, so we're back to potting. Yes, Seal made that song. I didn't realize that was his brother. But yes. So you're not feeling the whole verse?
I feel like it's unexpected.
That joint is in Northfield.
Well, I mean, if he wants
Basquiat
to...
bag. His Basquiat bag right there.
Basquiat Ho be spitting.
Basquiat
it's like open mic Ho.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Open mic Ho.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah. I know Jay-Z about to drop an album soon.
Is it gonna sound like that?
If it sound like that, I never...
Open mic Ho?
If it sound like that... I don't want to hear this shit. I'm not gonna lie to you. If he had did that over the flutes on Andre 3000, John,
it'd have been a different story.
That might have been different.
All right, I can see that.
That would have been way different.
It was makes too many sense. Dynamics. It makes sense.
But here's what really matters.
I like this album.
See my shooter pescatarian, but he eat up all the beef. You gave me your ass to kiss, but want the all of me. I stand on business, dot my I's and cross my T's. All I got is these little pictures when I think about all the G's. Memories in my head, the devil talking to me. I know Satan down that path, but God walking with me. Put your phone light in the air if you done lost a nigga. Decided to run up a bag and then have to cross a nigga. Bulletproof my car. Yeah.
This nigga 21.
Who made that beat? That shit was crazy.
Don't know.
But it was a Metro.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I don't know if it was Metro.
Oh, it could have been Metro.
But I will say this: this nigga 21 really went crazy on this whole album, bro.
No, the whole album is great. I listened to the whole album.
What I heard so far, I heard most of it.
It's pretty good.
This fucking
that's American Dream. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my suit.
That's all me. That's all of me.
All of me.
Yeah. This joint right here with Summer Walker.
Yeah, this is a good joint, even though I don't fuck with Summer Walker.
Why?
Not as her, like musically. I just don't like her as a person.
Is it because she look like she smokes cigarettes?
Y'all better stop saying that about her.
She do look like she smokes cigarettes.
I could never make me hate her. She do look ever. Like that. Even when she was feeding her baby pears and shit. I like her, though.
I mean,
she feeding her baby like two pears. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's like 2 pears a day.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Pears.
When Summer Walker,
pears.
When Summer Walker said that she don't like to take showers,
that's not what she said.
That's not what she said.
So, what did she say?
That's not what she said.
So, she walk around stank.
That's not what she said.
So, she stank.
That's not what she said.
Why are you over here?
So, I'm asking you, does she stink?
That's not what she said.
So, does she stink?
Y'all gonna let me finish her what? Thanks. She said that she does not like taking baths.
Who are these niggas? We need to stay away from these niggas.
It skeeves her out. She did not say she don't like to wash up. It's literally like.
That's a crazy twist on somebody's words, yo.
So I was about to say, so like who?
She never said she didn't want to take a bath.
So who? So who's the?
Dog, this shit can't be happening again. I know you fucking playing.
What?
I know you fucking playing.
I know you fucking lying.
I'm sitting there like, why the fuck? Shit not coming through the fucking jaw.
Oh damn.
Oh my gosh.
So you didn't get me say that? Damn. I want a fried fish platter. So
what's not coming through? The sound?
What's not clicking?
What, a hot chocolate?
What a hot chocolate.
Yeah, you're
okay.
You're insane.
Whatever, we're going to talk. It's a podcast. We'll talk.
We'll do it.
Is that interception?
Turnover. Touchdown? No way.
Ain't no way. It was here.
Jair Alexander?
All right. But yeah, it's just bad annoying. Right,
that little step was tough. Jair, I didn't know he started talking shit like that. I don't like the way he sound.
Bro. Oh.
Ew.
Oh, that's clean.
That's clean. Wait, bro, you got to take a drink, by the way.
All right, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
What's up?
Y'all narrating the game, and we doing a podcast.
All right, whatever, nigga. All right, here we go. On some shit. Remember when I told y'all why niggas don't respect 21 and like not put them in
wait,
like...
Wait, that? Say that one more time.
21.
What's 9 plus 10? 21. You know what I'm saying? What's 9 plus 10? 21. But yes, remember I brought that conversation up how niggas don't really like put 21 in like they top artists of today, like rappers and shit like that. I don't think y'all remember, but it's okay. Because I had this argument with somebody. I was like, yo, why isn't 21 like at least top 5 rappers like right now?
Like right now?
You know what I'm saying? Why is he not there for you? He's like, what you mean? Like, 21, I fuck with 21. So I'm like, all right, who do you think is better than 21 right now? He couldn't give me a full answer, right?
Wait, top 5?
Rappers right now.
All right.
Just, I didn't say he's number 1, but I'm just saying, like, why he not in the top 5?
Well, who you got in the top 5?
Of rappers today, right now?
Right now, yeah.
Is 21 in the top 5?
21 is in the top 5. I'll say...
So... I'm gonna be honest with you.
I need to hear the list.
All right. I'm gonna be completely real. Like you talking about bars wise only?
I'm not talking about like no lyrically bars. Artists. No, I'm talking about just artistry and shit like that. Who's like popular and everything like
hip hop artists though.
Exactly. I'm not saying like all right, okay, who's spinning the craziest?
Who do you have in your top 5?
Well, there's two. I have two different lists. If you want to hear the lyric. And it's just like, all right, if everybody just fucks with everybody.
So
okay.
which list are you talking about? 21's in the top 5 of artists, you said, right?
Just artists. Okay, like artists in the rap game.
So what is your top 5?
So it'd be like, obviously, Drake would be number 1 because everybody puts Drake there.
Okay.
I would put like 21, three or four.
Huh?
21 would be 3 or 4.
Okay. I just asked for the whole top 5. You give me specific numbers.
Oh, my fault. Then, all right. So they'd be like, okay, it'd be Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, I'd say Gunna.
Sorry. Get out. I'm sorry. I laughed at his face.
Gunna. Yeah,
all right. Nah, Gunna is not top 5, bro.
Gunna's not top 15.
Oh, my God.
Gunna's not top 30 today.
That is his opinion.
That's kind of wild.
It is a bad take.
That's his opinion.
It is a bad take. It is, but at the same time, just
I'm about to play a letter to my brother and let you know I'm gonna not top 15. Rat ass nigga. Tattletale ass nigga.
But if I had to really take it seriously, I think 21 is actually top 5 though. Like, if I really am gonna be serious, I think so.
You know Tyler the Creator exists, right?
He's not hip hop though.
No, he is. He is. No, he is.
Nah.
He is. But you see the thing. This is what I'm saying. But you see,
full rap album.
No. But you see,
he won rap album of the year.
But Brandon, let me say this though. I'm putting him in the lyrical.
He's the artist list. He is way better than Gunna.
Well, yes.
Like, nigga, that was better than Gunna. That was like right now.
That was not a serious take, bro. I'm not talking about
good, because Gunna should not even be.
Wait, who else is in your top 5?
All right, do you want my serious top 5?
Yeah.
My actual serious top 5. Okay, here we go.
My actual serious top 5.
Yeah, my actual serious
not
rappers.
Not play.
You were just playing.
This is because, like, I'm trying to go off of just the general aspect. I'm going to give you my actual top 5 for me. So, For me, it would be J. Cole, right?
As long as you have number one to correct this one.
I would have J. Cole. I would have Tyler, the Creator, in there. Mm-hmm. I have 21 in there. Let me see.
Two more.
You better put Key Lock
away. Make it say Ice Spice. You said Ice Spice? I heard you over there.
Not Dream Dunks.
Key Glock. Who said Key Glock?
This nigga love Key Glock.
I do love Key Glock, but he's not in my top five.
You got Mike. No. Y'all gotta remember.
I do love Key Glock, but it's not. He ain't in my top five. I have to make sure I do this correctly.
Key Glock's not top five, but he's passive. It's love for Key.
He's not top 15 either.
What about Big Soulja?
What's your top five, Lee?
Then I'll put in. I put Thug. This is for me.
Thug for sure. Yeah.
This is for me. And then my final choice. This is the hard part. No, I'm looking at my my Apple Music. I'm just like okay, because I have to look at everybody if I forgot somebody.
All right, man. All
right. Well,
I'm speaking. Well, like I said, I'm speaking for me. I put Future.
That's perfectly fine.
That's
why'd you boo? Speaking to the mic.
He don't take care of his kids.
We're talking about him rapping.
He put that joint right under your chin.
Walker as a person. I don't fuck with Future.
Okay, that's fine. That's a okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Some niggas that don't take care of their kids makes
terrible people.
They be like, the kids hindering my creative process.
That beat bars.
Look. If we gonna talk about niggas not taking care of their kids, you know what NBA Youngboy said? He said,
Nick Cannon is also not rapping.
I don't fuck with that fatherhood shit.
NBA Youngboy said he don't fuck with that fatherhood shit.
He did say that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, recently he said that.
Yes,
a lot.
Yeah, seven.
A lot. Many.
He had like 3 kids before he dropped
the
song.
No. The craziest part about it is he said he don't really fuck with that fatherhood shit while his kid was on his chest.
So wow. But isn't it illegal to not take care of your kids?
Sometimes. Depends.
Sometimes.
Depends.
Wait, what do you mean sometimes?
Depends where you are. Depends what country you decide to flee to.
Okay, fair.
Let's go.
Because, like, sometimes you gotta think about this, right? I fuck with kids. Pause. Sounds crazy.
He paused himself.
There's not no pause though. You fuck with kids. What do you have to know? Do we need to know something?
No, sir. Huh? No.
What do you say?
No.
He definitely on that.
Brandon went on that island.
No, sir.
Oh, so you was one of the 150, huh? You on the 150? Wow, that's crazy.
Your birthday's on life.
Hey! You said it, not me.
You did.
Sean, what did he say? He was like, "I'm a child." He didn't finish his sentence. What did he say? Earlier, we were talking about something pertaining to kids. Brent talking about, "I'm a child." I was like, "Child what?" Child what?
Child what?
Hold on before we finish. You were doing what with the kids?
You a child?
There's context that can't be said here.
What?
Oh my God. I'm not gonna finish this.
No, the context was about something that was way like.
Yeah, nigga, I gotta tell me that shit later.
The pod, please.
But sometimes you really gotta be out here like, man, fuck them kids.
Oh, I have never said that.
Fuck them kids.
You never said fuck them kids? You never said it?
Herpes.
I'm gonna go to the chat. So let me pull out my recording. The Breeze hand fucked them kids.
I do be saying that. I did. Actually, we do have a video of me in Mexico saying fuck them kids.
Just fuck them.
Because fuck them kids.
It is.
Fuck them kids.
You never said fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Beach.
Yeah, real shit.
Yo,
some days you just don't got a lesson plan. You just gotta be like, it's a movie day. Fuck them kids.
Say you used to walk into class like, ah, Jonathan, you get my fucking nerd.
Hey, yo, movie day? Yo, movie day is
movie day's the best day.
Yo, used to be
when
lit.
You saw that when you saw that TV come in on the fucking stand.
Nah, with the orange cassette tape.
They're on in that big ass TV.
It'd be movie day.
Rolling nigga, what?
When I came in the class and I had this Carhartt on, they'd be like, oh, you went out last night? And I would say, iPads.
Wait a second. So you just tell me teachers is coming to that reminds me the one time
teachers get the most lit.
No, one time he was out. I don't know if he was.
That's
lit.
Very true. I see my teacher's principal crazy.
Yo, you remember we saw Mr. Johnson? That was my nigga. I walked out and said, Mr. Johnson? He was like, chill, it's not me. I texted that nigga the next day. Yo, Mr. Johnson. Why was you outside getting fucked up? But it's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
We saw our old high school principal. That nigga was drunk as shit. For real. Like, yo, niggas was carrying him on their arms, like walking out the bar.
Not seeing him out trash.
Mr. Johnson
is crazy.
No, Mr. Johnson, that's really my nigga. When I couldn't go to prom back in the day, he was like, it's cool. You ain't got no detentions. And they ripped them all up. I said, my nigga.
That's some real shit.
That's a real nigga right there.
That's a real nigga. That is a real nigga.
I never told on nobody.
Brandon used to tell on people for him.
Oh, that's for real? You used to tell on niggas?
I ain't never tell on nobody.
You ever watch that Disney show Fillmore with the Hall Miners and shit?
Huh?
Yo.
Y'all remember that show Fillmore with the black nigga with the.
Fillmore?
You don't remember Fillmore?
Remember when Fillmore told the white girl?
Are y'all saying it right?
Yes.
Fillmore had that one white girl. He's like,
the TV show?
Your chicken was unseasoned.
I never watched it.
Black Bull
with the
girl.
That's too white.
Fillmore was black.
Fillmore is what? A black? Is it a white show?
He was like a black hall monitor.
Yeah.
When he dissed the white, you ever seen?
He pretty much a middle school cop, but he a hall monitor. But he was cool as shit.
He dissed the white girl. He's like, nah. First of all, whatever her name was, Christy, your food was unseasoned.
And walked off.
Walked off, and the music started playing and shit. She was sad as shit.
Left her like a cold bitch. I said, damn. This nigga film a cold, man.
Brisa, are you saying it right?
Because I'm like, I don't remember being called that.
Fillmore,
yeah.
Can you Google it? Your phone is right in front of you.
I'm going to put it on the screen.
Right, Fillmore. That was my shit. Yeah.
Because Brie didn't believe we had... So I want to bring this up because I saw a thing.
Stop talking shit about me.
It said that the most outrageous athlete names ranked. Right? Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starts at number 17.
Is Ho You Fat on there?
Oh. That's... Ho You Fat is number one.
Young Hoku gotta be on there.
Huh?
Young Hoku gotta be on there.
Ho You Fat is hilarious.
That's crazy. Ho You Fat.
Yo. Coming in at number 17, Wolfgang Wolf.
All right, that's okay. That's cool. I feel like he rushing this shit, so like it's cool.
Number 16, Two Boys Gamude.
Wait, Tama. That's his first name?
His first name is Two Boys.
That's together.
Two boys?
Two dash boys.
Two boys.
Pause.
Two.
Wait, what are we talking about?
And it really
right
looks
now?
Like it
right?
said two like boys, now, two
outrageous
boys,
sports
two
names.
That's what it looked like.
Outrageous sports names.
Athletes, yeah. Athletes
two,
with the craziest
two
names.
Boys, his name,
two boys?
Two boys.
That's not right.
Here is possibly one of the worst names you could possibly have at number 15. Kyle Sackrider.
Ooh.
I don't.
Take me out, right. Coach. I don't need.
Why didn't they get their names changed?
Nigga, that's his last name. Is Sack? He comes from a family of Sack Riders.
A Sack Rider.
Imagine coming from a family of Sack Riders.
Great grandpappy used to have slaves and ride sacks.
Number 14 played for the Philadelphia Phillies. His name is Steve Schartz.
No.
Yo, niggas was frying him. Let in me the see fucking that one.
Bruh,
Steve Sharks. No, they get worse.
Number 13, Mobility.
That's a fire name.
His name is MOH, last name is Billy.
Yeah, they know.
They definitely knew what they was doing with that.
He plays for the University of Texas. Yeah.
That's a good name.
That's
number 12,
that's
my
man Billy.
Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus.
Play for the Bears.
Wait, what?
Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus?
Yeah.
Number 11, Pig Cage.
Huh? Pig Cage?
Pig Cage.
That's Pig Cage.
Disrespectful.
Why would you? Yeah, it is. Why would you name your child Pig? It is.
No.
That's disrespectful.
We're getting close to we're in the top 10 now.
Oh, yeah.
So top 10. Get worse? Like, come on.
Coming
now
in at number 10, Kool-Aid McKingston.
McKinstry?
Oh, Kool-Aid what?
That nigga's parents Kool-Aid was racist. McKinstry.
Niggers.
Niggers. What? Niggers.
Okay.
Oh, we're not even there yet. It gets crazier.
How?
All right.
Is Mo Cheeks
coming in number nine? Mo Cheeks is nuts, but
Mo Cheeks gotta be up there.
But his real name is Maurice, so
Maurice Cheeks.
Yeah, Maurice Cheeks. That's
so good. No. No. Oh. Well, look at that. Number nine, the greatest name of all time.
Will Clapp.
Will Clapp.
Will Clapp.
Cause you know what I will do.
Yeah. Girl, I'm a clap.
What the fuck?
Do not say that. With consent and
Will clap with consent.
This name not bad. It might be the greatest name ever. This one.
What?
The nigga's name coming in number eight. The Realest Clark.
The Realest Clark.
I like that.
That's his name is fire. The Realest, but it's spelled R-E-A-L-Y-S-T.
The Realest.
The realest.
The realest.
No, his pop definitely smoked crack.
No. Coming in number seven. Coming in number seven. The Coldest Crawford.
Whoa, wait, what?
His name is The Coldest.
You got the realest.
The coldest.
And then you got the coldest.
Crawford? Yo, the realest and the coldest. Nah.
Oh, man. It's our favorite. Our favorite is back. He made the top 10.
Ooh.
General Booty.
Oh, he's back. Let's go.
General Booty. I just seen the clip of him.
And his son, Colonel
Booty.
That is so
crazy. Booty.
General Booty.
No.
I was about to say.
Oh, we're in the top five. Top five gets a little.
Oh, they bullying these niggas.
Number five, Lucius Pussy.
What? Lucius?
How do you spell it?
Pussy?
Lucius Pussy.
I think it's
It's still the Lucius Pussy.
That's
Lucius Pussy.
He still got the Lucius Pussy around. That nigga's a whore. That nigga's a fuck. Oh. That nigga's name is Lucius Pussy.
Lucius Pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy. That's also a great name.
Nigga, that name. No, nigga, you a whore.
How you spell it?
That shit is horny.
Unless he's Butch.
That's a horny name.
Butch.
Unless he's Butch.
How do you spell it?
I thought you said Pussy.
No, unless he's Butch.
No.
Unless he's a Butch, because not the loosest pussy. The loosest pussy.
Lucius Pussy.
All right.
Lucius Pussy.
All right, here's number four. Number four, Dick Trickler.
Oh my God, that's a terrible right. name.
That
terrible fucking name.
That's that not, sounds like he.
Dick Trickler.
No. They be naming
their kids Dick, which is weird.
Wait, what?
Dick Wolf.
Yeah, Dick.
I thought it was Richard, but Dick was the
Wolf
nickname.
Dick Wolf is still a crazy ass name.
No, some Dick yeah, Van some people Dyke. Name, yeah.
Some people Dick. Really name
names. That's two slurs in one.
That's out of pocket. Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. All right, number three. This might be Harley's favorite one. Chubby Cox.
Why is that Harley's favorite?
You know you keep the strap on.
Beat him up, Harley. Beat him up.
Yeah, this man.
Just see me outside. Bro.
Battling.
Chubby, what is it?
Huh? Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox.
All right.
Chode Cox.
All right. Here is one of my favorite names ever. Number two. Coming in number two. Noah Kaniga.
Oh, he already made number two.
Oh yeah, he's number two.
Oh yeah,
Noah Nigga. And I'm gonna be honest. He keeps saying,
but he's look at this.
I know.
He's white.
He's white.
He can hoop too.
I know a nigga.
I hope you know
what
a nigga.
The
but the crazy part is, he kept saying his name was Kaniga. I'm gonna be honest. I've never, as a person that knows the English language, K and N.
Nah, I've never seen.
K and N. That K is silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What nigga said, how you spell what nigga said?
Nigga name.
The nigga name is Noah Nigga. Because we all know a nigga. That's the crazy part. We all know a nigga.
But he's white?
It's like you? Know a nigga? You know a nigga?
They've been waiting on this their whole life.
Their whole life.
You know, the worst part.
That's crazy.
The worst part is that when you look at it, his name is Noah. It's a K in it.
K.
K's. We lined up together. I don't know. The three K's lined up together.
The three K's.
That nigga be hooping too. The
strength. He do be hooping.
That nigga do be hooping.
You gotta think. Yeah, you gotta also. To me. They can't name none of their kids with first names that start with K or a middle name that's a K, because then it's KKK nigga.
Oh my gosh.
Play basketball. He plays basketball.
You know, and that's the crazy part. The crazy part when you look at it, right? No, he played basketball.
Basketball.
Here's the crazy part.
It's another nigga sport. It's all right.
Here's the crazy part about all of it. This is how white people are getting us back.
They name
their kid Noah Nigga, and he's pretty fucking good at basketball. They said we're taking him back, reclaiming our sport.
And wait till they put their next child.
And he's out there cooking niggas.
That's crazy.
Can a nigga borrow a pencil?
No. I don't use it like that. I just be saying, like, can a nigga borrow a pencil? Like,
bruh.
Imagine
being in class. You the teacher. You saying the person's name. You
nigga.
A black teacher about, I know you fucking playing. This is not your name.
Nigga.
Noah Nigga.
Yo, the nigga family.
The nigger.
Nigger family.
Morning, niggas.
Yes.
No, all right. And now, number one, I already said what it was. Steve Hoyufet.
Hoyufet. Steve is a wild.
Steve Hoyufet.
Stamped in the game.
Hoyufet.
He just, you know, of course he's going
to
be
number two. I think Noah Nigga should have beat Hoyufet.
These are very intentional.
Is definitely, hey, Noah Nigga deserves to be number two, possibly number one.
I'd like to say number one.
Nah, man.
These
like,
are very just intentional names.
Hoyufet.
Be partying and shit.
A principal just texted me a picture of beer and said he'll bring it to me to school on Tuesday.
Teachers, bro.
Yo, what?
That's real.
So you're drinking on campus. What school is it?
Don't shut my face.
This nigga about to show.
In school kids.
Now parents, if your kids ask you kids what you did today, they'd be like, we watched Frozen, we watched this. It's because Miss Bleep is drunk.
Drunk
Miss Bleep. $50,000. There's something you gotta do to cope.
Hey.
Can barely
afford the drinks y'all getting, to be honest.
Hello?
Some of the teachers I know.
Happy Hour and Trader Joe's are actually paying for teachers. Did you know that?
Happy Hour at Trader Joe's?
The Happy Hour project.
Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Really?
As long as you don't eat meat, their meat is high as hell.
Their meat is expensive.
But everything else
for no reason.
You know you got a point.
They're. Okay.
What was he about to say?
No, I was talking about the game.
Cowboys getting cooked.
We love that. Yo, what you was about to say?
What
you was about to say though?
No, I thought you said something.
Oh, I thought you was trying to catch him saying some poor shit again.
No.
My fault.
I'm on guard. I'm gonna catch him. I might have to go turn that fucking computer back on in a second and do the shit, because there's a topic niggas need to really play a video for. So I'm gonna have to go do that in 2 seconds.
All right.
Because we can't just not play the Stephen A. Smith. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he dropped some new shit.
Oh, you didn't hear him call the nigga a fat bitch?
No.
Did he put the ether on?
He said, you bitch.
I don't think
somebody else.
Someone
did.
Else did. Okay. Fat bitch. All right, 1 second. Let's
you fat
take
bitch.
A 2 seconder and do this real quick.
He said, you bastard.
Yes, run.
Who is
run
Jason
all the way.
Willock?
He's also another like sports analyst.
In the first half.
Oh. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Harley, you got the Stephen A. joint up?
Drink, nigga.
I didn't see this clip, but I heard about it at least.
I could get it on my Twitter. I got it.
He just told me
I got it.
What was this? John Whitlock?
Jason Whitlock.
John Whitlock.
Sorry, Jason Whitlock. I'm sorry.
I don't know if they're saying career.
Something with a J.
Where are you going, my man?
Yeah, what is happening with these words? I'm like stuck on like the bottom. I need to look at the top. I don't know.
All right, here it goes.
Tell the folks that you bitch.
Oh, that's not the full thing.
Ooh,
like damn.
He said that hard as shit.
I like the way that sparked off. Yeah,
Harley, you gotta find it because
he
it's
meant
not,
that.
It's only giving me this little part here.
He meant that when he said it.
Betrayed me. You betrayed me. Did you tell the folks that you bitch? You betrayed.
The way he said bitch.
You betrayed Jason me.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Jason Whitlock. Whitlock. You found it, Harley?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got something right here.
Send it to me.
That's the ether, John. You fat bitch better. He said, you betrayed me.
You betrayed me.
You fat bitch.
You fat bitch is crazy.
Nah, when niggas say it like that, it's like, yo. Like
it won't let me, like.
He said it so
send smart. It, like, get there. Hold on. I got it. All right, there we go.
This nigga, it's the power in the
he an evil villain, yo. He an evil villain, yo. That's how evil villains.
Here we go. Here's the video.
Jason Whitlock.
Right at him. Right at him.
It's not a name I've uttered. I normally don't do that. But it's necessary to do now. I've had enough of that fat bastard. That piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Shit. And I want to make sure that before I go to break, I want anyone out there who watches me, anyone out there who knows me, anyone out there, no matter what you think of me, I want you to remember, I never talk about him. I never talk about my colleagues. I don't do that. This is a first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's necessary. And when I say don't talk about him, I don't mean don't talk about him literally. I don't get in on them like I'm about to do now.
Oh.
I'm not a gay biologist. I literally called
that was crazy.
My pastor and asked for his forgiveness and understanding in advance because he's not going to recognize the person he's about to hear. I did the same when I emailed the bosses at ESPN. This is my podcast. I own and operate this. I do what I want on this podcast, but it doesn't mean that I still don't harbor a responsibility to at least give my daytime employers a heads up as to what I'm about to do. My sisters, my nieces and nephews, my boys in the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, as a black man, I often told y'all, I cannot imagine, as a black man, knowing our history, anything worse than a white supremacist. That is, until Jason Whitlock came along. He's worse than them.
Oh, shit.
He is the worst, most despicable, lying, no good, fat ass human being I have ever known.
Damn.
In my life.
This is on air on SportsCenter?
No, on his podcast.
And I'm gonna take a break.
Wait, what did this man do to him?
Nigga, Jason Whitlock was saying how he said that he saw what Cat Williams said, and basically he's like, I feel like I should say that Stephen A. Smith is a fucking liar. And everything he does is a lie, and everything. And he was going on a bunch of shit.
Doing that for like.
But no. But he said Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. How you play one game and average 1.5 points?
Wait, what?
Because he broke his leg his first year playing basketball.
Oh.
So that's where it all started from. But also, him and Jason Whitlock been just going back and forth. But Jason Whitlock is a weird-ass nigga. And he fed his shit. And, like, he's a weird-ass nigga.
So why is he weird? What has he been doing?
Disrespecting black people all the time and talking about how black people are the worst people in the world.
Yeah, that's
all.
What?
That's like, really?
That's all his fat-ass dude.
He just talks about, like ESPN hosts, and that's all he does is talk about.
All he do is disrespect black people.
And that's why I'm always wondering, like, how is this nigga on TV, like, legit on TV, talking like this? Like, it's really wild on how he really downgrades black people. Downgrades black people. He'll downgrade like women's sports, just all women's sports, and just in general. Like he shows no respect. It's like he like an Uncle Ruckus that we don't fuck with. Like,
well,
I mean, well, I don't, really don't you already not?
We don't fuck with him.
Yeah. I got it.
Oh, then they got Wingstop on the TV.
It's just like a lot of, this week was a lot of random ass shit, cause like then Jonathan Majors got on, what's it called, and won't stop calling his fucking girl Coretta Scott. Oh,
yo, that, through it that all, shit,
Majors' new girlfriend, actress Megan Good, has remained by his side.
Nigga. Oh, here it goes.
Well, she's an angel. She's held me down like, like a Coretta, you know?
Nigga, move with that positive shit.
Why does he keep talking about
what's the obsession? Yeah, right. I'm gonna what's be the honest. Obsession what with Coretta?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep it all the way funky. And I'm gonna be honest. I'm only saying this because this podcast is coming the day after Martin Luther King Day. I respect Coretta Scott King, and he keeps saying you hold me down like Coretta. But Coretta had the whole Martin Luther King down for the greater good. Jonathan Majors, just because you was in the fuck, you was Kane the Conqueror, don't mean nothing. And two,
okay,
I'm not gonna
let's talk about it.
Oh damn, I don't think I knew that part.
He did.
I don't think I knew that birthday.
Look, not on his birthday.
I was getting to that.
This airs on Tuesday.
We're not gonna act like Martin Luther King didn't want to make everybody be like in a better place. Because he wanted some white pussy.
Yeah, that's why he wanted equality.
He wanted a white pussy. Like, it's a fact. He loved white pussy. That nigga love him some white pussy.
Yo, please stop saying white pussy.
He loves white pussy.
He did say it three times.
Makes me feel gross.
Clearly, he likes white pussy.
Say it one more time. Say it to the mic, though. Uh-huh. Say it to the mic.
If you ever
read it to the mic.
Does anybody else listen to sex audiobooks?
No. I'm not that horny.
Freaky horny.
Dirty horny sex man.
So in white audiobooks,
dirty horny sex man, like all the other nasty man. You're nasty bad man.
You's a freaky ass nigga.
They refer the white authors call white vagina cunt.
We might be interested in the book. Can you tell us exactly how it says?
Now,
said
cock,
they would say it like, he stuck his big cock in my juicy cunt.
My juicy cunt.
And like, you'll be driving to work in traffic, and you're like, oh shit.
This might be a clip.
But
this is why I say cock.
Cock is a white word.
Cock is a terrible word. Yo,
stop
saying
it. Cock is the funniest word.
Cock is not a word. It's a terrible word.
Cock is hilarious.
It's not.
Why is it hilarious?
It's actually terrible.
Because why the fuck is someone calling it your cock?
Cock.
Terrible word, bro.
But then they call it BBC, right?
Big Back Clock.
Big Back, yeah.
The BBC.
BBC.
So Big Back Clock.
Is that your favorite porn category, BBC?
Let's talk favorite porn categories.
That's a good category, though.
Can black
BBC
cock
is
be
a good
black
category.
No.
I would never say that.
Well,
I would never say
that
to nobody.
If you ever watch a porno where he fucks a white girl,
can
and he goes,
black.
Give me that black cock, you n***a.
Yep.
You
that
really?
Happens. That happens.
No, that's crazy.
I love that big black.
Students,
yep.
Never open your teeth.
Bomber Club.
Bomber Club.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
That's crazy. No, I watched this one video and they was saying all this race shit to each other while they was fucking each other. I was like, why the fuck are they
that is
doing
a king.
That?
As a person that's trying to get people to abolish porn, I'm on the abolish porn wave.
Abolish it, man.
Abolish it
because
especially porn on Twitter. Oh my god.
I agree with that. I actually agree with that.
I went to church like a few weeks ago.
You was scrolling?
I clicked in Twitter. Why do I see ads? I'm like, stop, please.
Why do they allow it on Twitter? I can't figure that out.
I don't know. That's,
they
that's,
actually took that's it cool from like all. Not allowing it to like allowing it way more. More.
Oh, it's
more,
like, y'all.
No, no, no. It was before Elon.
It's crazy. It's disgusting.
Oh, no, no. Twitter be. Twitter,
sometimes I don't want
to
see it.
I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I do. I'm not going to lie to you. If I did want to watch some porn, I don't got to go to Pornhub. I
go to Twitter. Twitter.
Just bookmark it.
Go to Twitter.
All right, go bookmark nothing. I don't want nobody to know.
On your screen, what you going to watch it on?
You know, I don't want nobody to know on my likes and shit like that. Be like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Harley's not going to.
First of all, you got to bookmark it.
Don't like it.
Watching porn on a big screen?
Have you streaming it on a
TV? Horny. That's so funny.
You watching porn on the big screen?
Y'all didn't hear what I said.
Freaky horny over here.
Y'all didn't hear what I said. Freaky ass nigga.
Freaky horny.
No, no, no.
Freak nasty. Huh? I'm never watching porn on the big screen.
Wait. Time out. So now that you said that, you be watching porn on your big screen?
I don't watch porn.
So how do you?
I can't really.
So.
Whole
Jada Kingdom.
I do shit like
so,
this.
So,
yes, Kingdom. I want to see.
So let me.
Jada Kingdom.
Or somebody send it to me. Right.
I mean, I did watch a lot of Tiana Trump for research purposes.
Herself. I was like, God.
I heard Coochie is so dry. Don't.
I didn't know Natalie Nunn did porn.
Yo, we gotta make a clip.
Wait.
Brie said Natalie Nunn's pussy is dry.
Who dry?
Wait, what? It is
Natalie Nunn's pussy is dry.
She didn't porn. Who's
this? Who's this?
Natalie Nunn with the chin.
Natalie Nunn?
That's what I'm wrong with.
What does that mean?
Oh, shit, what
Natalie Nunn. Yeah. Now I gotta
look. Let's ask for it.
Natalie Nunn with the chin.
Ones that are bad.
So you don't watch no porn?
I'm a man, I won't speak on it.
When's the last thing you watched porn?
So, whoa. That's not the question you should ask her. Hold on. You say you don't watch porn.
I never did.
But you masturbate.
Well, yeah. Get her a coochie.
So what inspires you to masturbate?
Oh, yeah,
in my brain, I literally create scenarios.
So you crazy?
Big brain.
So,
what's happening?
So you masturbate in quiet?
No, I generally put on Pussy Fairy by Jhené Aiko.
That's a good song.
No, give her the mic, please.
That's a good song. That's a really good song, though.
It's like a ritual. Yeah, you just
I want her to sing it to me. Please, Jhené, sing it to me.
That's a good track.
Yo.
He said it should have been me.
It should have been me.
Jhené's sister sing better than her, but that's a different
time. I like Mila her sister.
Yeah,
she is. She do.
Who is Natalie Nunn?
With the chin.
I know.
I can't wait till you come over. I'm not sober, so.
Is this technically a passing touchdown?
So you got Jhené Aiko King.
They getting cooked.
I do.
She's like, oh my God.
I love to see.
Come over here, you black Asian bitch.
Look at these niggas.
If there's anybody, it should be her.
Fuck the Cowboys.
I have a question for you. Right?
I might have an answer. I don't know.
Oh, that's what I do. I say.
On
I was about to say, yeah, put it on. I put on my sexy voice.
No, all you gotta do is say, "Hey Google, set the mood." She gonna turn the light. Don't do
it.
Hey Google, set the mood.
You gotta wait for her to answer.
Answer.
Hey Google, set the mood.
Tanya loves when this happens. It's her favorite thing.
Ooh, ooh, we got it sexy in here with some 66.
Hey, what special? How'd she know what the mood was?
66, you feel me?
Freaky horny.
She posted Valentine's.
Let me tell you something. Hold on, Sydney. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question, okay?
How does it go with the music a little bit?
Right though.
Go ahead. All right. Let me ask you a question. All right, Sydney. You don't look at porn.
Is this like spoken word?
No. Well, I was trying to go with the mood.
Yeah, this fucking word came right back on. They said they playing at home again.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't watch the porn, no. Right? You listen to sexual audiobooks, right?
Yes.
And then
you about to answer your horny.
You use your photographic or memorable delusions and stuff like that too.
Delusions is crazy.
Imagination
is good.
No, same
nigga
thing.
Nigga said her delusions. So you said is crazy. He said you crazy.
I did say that.
It's like a sex flashback.
It is like a sex flashback. You could just change the scenario a little bit.
She didn't say that.
They're not flashbacks.
She creates her own.
Right, that's what she said. She didn't say that.
She creates
her own news. Like, oh, listen,
fresh.
Like,
it's
a fresh storyline. It's a fresh storyline. They're fresh storylines, y'all.
I could really start a book. Uh-huh.
You should.
A lot of people do.
I feel like you probably have like a notebook where you write down like, damn. So, what your sexual fantasies are?
I feel very inspired. What's your flavor?
Use cunt and cock. Make sure, please.
Cunt and cock. So, okay, Harley, what's your question?
I thought you asked it.
I didn't, and now I forgot it. So now it's gone.
I don't watch porn.
We know.
I have to. All
right, hold on.
My imagination.
Why? I'll just ask this. Why don't you watch porn?
She has a lengthy imagination. It's broad. It varies.
You still talking? I thought you were fired. Why are you still here?
I thought he wasn't talking at all.
Are you defending black women?
I thought he wasn't talking at all.
I took that off.
You hate black.
I'm not even talking as hard. Don't
care about what you're talking about.
But yes, why don't you watch porn?
I don't feel inspired.
Mic up to your mouth.
I don't feel inspired.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that? Inspired.
Like, I enjoy my own sexual encounters, not other people's. It's cute that y'all fucking, but what that got to do with me?
I'm not going. You're a watch Tiana Trump.
Tiana Trump does not do anything for me.
She sucks dick.
Nothing.
Somewhere dick sucks.
Her dick sucks.
I will watch, but like, if you watch
two videos.
Right? Yeah. Say it again.
If you watch yourself and watch it back,
mm-hmm.
Does that count?
As Wait, porn? No.
Well, not really.
No, that's Wait, just that's just.
So you didn't even if you record yourself.
That's lit. Don't listen.
Basically,
to
your own whole thing. That's not.
No,
that's not porn.
One of the people. She be that's putting your a own picture porn. Of herself to masturbate to.
That's what I'm saying.
It's home porn. No,
I said that's homegrown. What you saying?
I don't think it's home porn. I don't even think it's porn.
So, wait, Bree, you
said it's not. It's just your.
It's personal.
It's your highlight. No, it's your highlight.
You wouldn't get into porn categories. What's your porn categories? Did you try to get into?
I said Joe, not me.
You are on the mic, sweetheart. Right, you better Bri tell us.
Bri like gay.
No. I never had sex a day in my life.
Bri is a virgin.
Huh? I'm a virgin.
Where?
I never had sex.
Here.
For real?
No, I never had sex.
What virgin? Virgin of what?
If you haven't had sex, if you haven't had sex in 2024, your body count is zero.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love that.
But I did.
That can't.
You said what?
That cannot
say
be
it again.
Said every year.
If you have not had sex in 2024,
that cannot be said every year.
Oh yeah.
I want every. Wait. Hold on, everybody. I want everyone to hear this. What?
I have a zero.
She has a zero body count.
Where?
Khalif, what about you?
Where?
What?
Khalif, not
you.
A zero?
Not you standing
are
up.
Are you at a zero? Settle.
You are.
So you've been dry since December 31st.
Huh?
Since when?
Oh, blah.
What you mean?
Zero block.
It is dry.
So how about you?
Minus about a cushy. I don't have sex.
You're a fucking liar. One thing I know is you be lying.
I got many toys, but I don't have sex.
One thing I know, you be lying.
It's dry January, guys.
That's not okay. That applies to you.
I have. Why can't we all start fresh?
Huh?
We can't all start fresh.
You didn't start fresh though.
Harley, how about you?
How do you know that?
Huh?
Didn't
you have a walk of shame? Never mind.
No.
But what do you mean? What about me? No.
What's your body count?
In 2012. I was like, what kind of question?
What's your body count? Whoa.
I'm like, whoa.
We're not having that conversation on this podcast.
Why?
It's like, shit.
What was yours?
Are we in double digits or triple digits?
Definitely send you viral.
What, in what, 2024?
Triple digits is crazy. Wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, what? I know niggas in triple digits.
I know a nigga that told me he like literally had fucked 160 girls by the time we were like 18, so.
Oh, no, that's disgusting. There's no
you
way.
Well,
I mean, hey.
2024, I have one.
If Cat Williams can read 3,000 books a year.
3,000 books a year. 8 books a day. That nigga can fuck.
And go to college when he was 7.
That's 8 books a day.
And went to college at 7.
Don't forget.
That's 8 books a day. If he can read 3,000 books a year, you can fuck 160 bitches in 17 years.
I didn't say he can't do it. I'm just like, who he fucking?
He's getting.
Yo, 160 by 18 is crazy.
Because like, when did he start? I need to know when
he started. When did he start?
Honestly, I feel like basketball players are kind of, you know, that's what they do. It's like an extracurricular for cardio.
Pussy is
just fucking bitches.
Well, I mean, D1 athletes, yeah. Basketball wise, boom, yeah, that's easy for them.
Basketball lives.
Honest 60 in no, the same
basketball
city.
Basketball lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the same city is crazy.
But say, that's what I'm saying.
Of them that are sitting in the same room at a party is the crazy part.
Well, pussy gonna come is gonna go. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
It's like the bus.
Miss one, next 15 won't come.
Gucci man.
Gucci man.
Crazy in his ice game stunt. That's a man. This bitch straight dumb, man. Oh.
Gucci.
I'm just saying.
I have one for 2024.
You answer your question. You fucking slut.
Why am I a slut?
Can you grab me a water?
Another innocent. Wow. Can you guys grab me a cup, please? As well.
Not Molly the maid. Okay. Anybody else while I'm up?
Well, I didn't realize it was about to be 6 o'clock.
I know, I have that car back. It wasn't charging me $100, and it's already $400.
Damn. So, Bree, what's your... Never mind. What's your body count for this year?
For all of life.
For all of life.
You should stay that way.
All of life.
So, guys,
are you saving yourself?
This is what lying looks like.
I don't have sex. I have never had sex, and I think that y'all. Do you want to have sex? Do I want to do that?
Do you
want to
have sex?
Why?
For what?
Do you
for
know what sex? Do you know what sex is? You don't.
Mm-mm.
Spell it.
She never heard of it.
Sex. Why?
Sex.
S-E-C. Sexy sex. So why? You don't want no sexy
Saint.
Sex.
Saint.
No sexy sex.
S-E-G-S.
Hi.
Same. S-E-G-G-S.
Same. S-E-G-G-S.
He said, "Who, why y'all calling me? Why y'all calling me?"
Big old Saint.
Shout out to Saint Man. Body count. Right there.
Body counts is crazy.
Yeah, I don't have sex. Yeah, so.
Why don't we start discussing?
I'm proud of all of us.
I would like to discuss this tweet that I saw, and I want to ask why everybody's still in the room.
Okay.
It was a man. It's like a burner account. But he said, "Hate females sometimes, bruh. I swear if we had no sexual desire for women and didn't care about kids, a lot of men would just date their homies."
I seen that.
I'm glad you bought this tweet up.
I saw that.
That's just straight gay.
I saw that.
I'm glad you bought this tweet up.
Time out. Flag on the play.
I'll read it again.
If you hate women, just say it. If you
gay, men do hate women.
If you gay, say it.
Macky boy. He's gay.
If you gay, if you gay, say it.
You know how.
Why don't niggas not shut up?
If you like dick, if you like dick on the low,
he trying to have.
Like, if you like dick on the low, just say that.
I'm trying to regroup the room.
If you are a gay spy,
shut up.
A gay spy. All right.
Said I was gay. So what?
Can you read that tweet one more time?
Yes.
You heard.
Okay.
No, I didn't. Y'all niggas don't know.
Run it back.
This is a man. It's a burner account, but it's a man. Hate females sometimes, bruh. I swear if we had no sexual desire for women and didn't care about kids, a lot of men would just date their homies. True or not?
I think that's gay. Go find some dick then.
A lot of men do things for the male gaze, and that's we have a bit true to it. Not all men.
I'm going to be honest with you.
But majority of men hate women.
I'm going to be honest with you. That nigga is a homosexual.
Anyway.
And that nigga is gay.
That
but we're not. But we're not debating. We're not debating his sexuality.
There is that he's gay. Gay, gay.
That nigga is gay. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I've never in my life heard something that was this gay. Like that nigga is a word that
truth.
We cannot say.
It was true.
I was about to say. He's definitely not comme ci comme ça.
He's
not.
Way past the comme ci comme ça.
There was truth to that statement. Brandon Paul.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, a French cigarette.
Oh, yeah, you got walked past. Oh, one second.
A French cigarette.
Oh, he's definitely a French. No, no.
A French cigarette.
A what?
He's definitely a British cigarette ass nigga.
Oh, a British cigarette ass nigga.
If y'all know what that means. Yeah. All right, back to the pod.
Back to the
podcast.
What
were we talking about before niggas had to walk away?
That nigga's
gay.
Yeah.
Comme ci, comme ça.
He's not. He's not comme ci, comme ça.
He's past comme ci, comme ça.
That nigga is gay. Or should I say in my father's voice?
Gay?
Is he gay?
Nah, you can't be gay.
Oh, no, man, you can be gay.
Man can't be gay. Come on, man. My friend, he's gay. He's in the XYZ NBC group. 1, 2, 3.
I really drew because yesterday someone said, "Let me know if you coming outside." They're like, "Let me know if you do anything." And they just hit me like, "Damn, you didn't let me know." I said, "I'm so sorry. I really forgot."
Brandon never invite niggas nowhere. I don't. He's going to be like, "My bad. I don't invite people out."
I don't. It's very rare if I invite you out. Niggas who know, no. Niggas who don't, don't. What the fuck were we talking about?
Bull being
yeah, Bree, that was really that's egregious.
Yeah, Bull's being I think he, I think the point of Bree saying it is that it's not about him being gay or not. Yeah. I think she was trying to say like do y'all think that what he said was actually
I don't think I wasn't even saying about the gay part. I was just saying that not a lot of men I think a lot of men feel like that. I think a lot of men don't really like women, and they do look at them as sexual beings. And just to mate with and have kids with. I don't think it type of shit to try to fucking use my card and won't even got the cards on.
you put it like
I feel like
that.
Bree taking shots.
Nah, I'm really not. I'm really not taking shots. I think those are men.
Bree said y'all niggas is homosexuals.
Period.
I think that a lot of men do shit for the male gaze. You know how they be like, oh, you getting your hair done, you getting nails done for the male. I never did anything for the male gaze. I quite literally hate all y'all niggas. But a lot of men do shit for the male gaze.
I will say this. Me, Brandon, I do everything for the gaze of women. Nothing for any gaze except for women. I like coochie, so I'm going to get my hair cut. Cause you're like, oh my God, you look good. I like coochie, so I'm going to wash my face. You're like, oh my God, your skin look good. I like coochie, so I wipe my teeth. Oh my God, your teeth look good. I have never done anything because a nigga's like, yo, like, bro. Only time I ever want a man to say I'm good at something is if he's like, yo, bro, like, you a good rapper or you a good podcaster. You good at your job. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Pound.
You good at basketball. Like.
Pound. Yeah. Knuckles.
Well, bottom line is, in the words of 50 Cent, this for the bitches, nigga.
This for the bitches.
Have you ever had a man tell you you're attractive?
Have you ever had a crispy?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
It's interesting.
Like, I'm gonna be honest. This was when I was younger, so I was like more immature. I was just like, what the fuck? Why are you saying that to me? Like, I'm a guy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, oh, I appreciate it, but like, you know, you still keep that over there, bro. That's not how I roll.
Nah, when gay niggas give you compliments, they really do give you like a really good compliment.
Are you talking about that video where the nigga was like, when a boy compliments you and they be really complimenting like and analyzing you, and you be feeling all good, like, oh, for real?
I seen that
like,
video.
My ankles look good, brother. You know, I've been wearing Nunez Jones in the gym.
Nigga, that was Trayvon.
Huh?
That was Trayvon that said that.
Oh, yeah.
Trayvon.
Yeah.
Remember when we were at the comedy show?
Oh, yeah.
That
it was.
Really was funny. It had me crying.
But no, funny. It's actually a TikTok, too. I seen it on TikTok.
No, but.
Nah, for real, though.
Like, no, yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Gay niggas really do compliment you. One time a gay nigga said, okay. He said something about my skin. I said, thank you, brother.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't gotta be all.
How'd
like
you feel
that.
After that, though?
I didn't care. I was just about like
a bad
you,
bitch.
Brother.
You appreciated
no,
it.
No, I just walked on. I knew I looked good, but
man,
it was a great compliment.
We always appreciate a compliment.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because like, man, we don't get compliments
no matter who it's from.
I think that not saying
as long as he don't take it too far.
Not saying in a gay way, but I think that like. I'm not saying men can compliment other men better, but like you know certain things. Like I'm not gonna like in the joke where Trevell was talking about it.
I compliment
women don't compliment.
Talking about, that's a nice shirt, bro.
Yeah, but like a woman could say that your shirt is nice. But I'm not gonna comment.
We don't
your,
go further than that.
Your ankles nah, looking far, cool yeah. or looking moisturized. You know, like I'm just not as a girl not gonna say that. That's what he was saying in the joke. Like, oh, mm-hmm. As one woman don't compliment that. Women, the compliment women be like, oh my God, I really like your collarbone or some shit like that. You know, because women know women.
Yeah.
The only time I ever would compliment a nigga's skin. Like, oh, bro, like, your skin look good. It's like, his face.
Whoa.
I was finishing the sentence.
My fault.
Nah. Give him the flagrant. Because if it was me,
As long as I finish what I'm saying, it's going to make sense.
I was just being childish. Go ahead.
No, if the person's skin was, like, super fucked up and they got their skin, like, looking better.
Oh, progress.
Yeah,
compliment.
That's
progress.
What I'm like. Oh, like, bro, like your skin look good, bro. Like, because it was like you had acne and shit. Like, you look like Seal.
Not Seal.
That's fucked up. Does he have acne or is his face just like that? I think his face. I think his face just like got. Yeah.
He probably been
like Tyrone something. Hill.
All right, y'all.
What?
That's crazy.
That's come
ugly.
On, dog.
That's an ugly nigga.
That's...
Yo.
Tyrone Hill is an ugly nigga. Yo.
Chill.
What's the one? Sam Cassell.
Damn.
Another ugly nigga.
I went to school with his son.
His son just as ugly?
Yeah.
Sam Cassell?
Yeah. Bro, that's fucked up.
That's funny as shit.
Cassell, yeah, Cassell Jr., yeah.
Sam Cassell.
You went to UConn?
Not his son, just as ugly.
He did his fifth year. He did his fifth year at UConn when I was there.
Fuck with Sam Cassell, but he's ugly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just know people are ugly.
I think he knows.
Yeah.
Everybody tells him.
But then
you think Sam Cassell? You think Sam Cassell's wife be like, I ain't got the prettiest man.
That's fucked up.
Yo, remember that the nigga? Remember the nigga was like, he's like, I ain't got the best looking wife.
Oh, yo, that's crazy. Yo, bro was tripping for that.
I don't got the best looking wife.
I don't got the best looking wife, but she mine.
Oh, wow.
That's fucked up.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you can't. Like, nigga, you should not say that. You should
Yeah, what do that even mean? I don't got the best looking wife. Like, what?
But her ass, though, that shit crazy.
God damn, like.
But her, you know, her toes, always done.
Some niggas got ugly wives.
It's fucked up.
Not everybody, you know, not everybody is attracted to somebody. Some people just think you ugly, you know?
U-G-L-Y.
You ain't got no alibi.
You ugly. Yeah, you ugly.
I'm hungry.
Nigga,
I'm about to order some Chinese food.
I want some wings.
I'm
so
about to make a salad in a second.
I made a salad last night. I made a big ass salad.
Oh, yeah, salad in there. I had some of that this morning.
Oh, I thought you had what's it called this morning?
Yeah, I had the pork in the salad. Uh-huh. Yeah, pork on my fork, nigga. Should be hitting, tripping.
Did y'all hear the Kid Cudi?
I tried it.
No.
I didn't listen to it.
I tried it and I couldn't.
Oh, was you playing that in the car yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't like it.
It's not good.
I'm not saying.
Wait, actually not. Nah, you played this one song that was hot.
Was it the ASAP Rocky one?
Nah, this
is. Welcome to Magic City.
This really
Magic
good. City.
Everybody leaves with a smile on their face.
He got
wizards collide. Things get monumental. Things get legendary. Some things may never be the same. This what y'all was waiting for?
No, it wasn't.
Now watch the competition disappear. Poof! Poof!
And in this step we go. Jukebox said, better nigga cool than the motherfuckers talking. Jukebox said, tell him we ain't tripping about them whole niggas. Lead of the team, it's a party in the loud. Keep the money on flow and I'm getting what I need. It's a guy with a collar.
And this one.
Penny X.
Yeah. Bounce around. Bounce around.
That's what he does.
Bounce around.
You know what I mean, nigga.
I know. Like, he's been
making hot noise.
I'm kidding. Benny's probably been the best producer I know. Like, I seen a nigga do some crazy shit and I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
The shit that he made for Yeet, bro, he made some hot ass beats.
Benny makes a lot of like he made the John South Beach on that Ty Dolla Sign John back in the day.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Damn,
tough.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Benny made a lot of fire.
Nah, so he's all over.
But Kid Cudi John, I ain't finish it, but like. It's I like hearing Kid Cudi rap again. Like
culture. You niggas welcome. But now it's time for some new and improved shit.
Like this.
I mean, life has been amazing. Blessings.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Kisses from media bitches, misses cutter again. I'm finally online within. Better my shit back in this. This been feeling these niggas get back. But I love these raps, haha. Come on, these lens, I'm papa. In the zero flicky, all the ladies stick. Gotta find me something, take my pick, and I better make it quick. Shit.
I like hearing Kid Cudi like rap again. I feel like I haven't heard Kid Cudi rap in like a long ass time.
Rap.
Yeah, nigga like spitting. I like that.
I fuck with it.
the fuck else? Oh, y'all put a topic here. That was best movies based on best movies based on music artists real lives.
And so a biopic?
Is that what the word is?
That's exactly what it was. I don't know why you...
Thank you. I guess I couldn't figure out what the word was for it.
I was sitting here, I was like, what? That's biopic. How you, so biopic.
Which one did you, and these are the ones you put down? First of all, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Purple Rain is not a biopic.
Okay. I told you it was not a biopic.
Sorry.
Purple Rain
He said Jackson 5. I think we get it.
Y'all put...
Jackson 5, New Edition. We put Jackson 5, New Edition. Get Rich or Die Trying.
You'll put Notorious, Get Rich or Die Trying. And what's Love got to do with it?
8 Mile.
Oh, and 8 Mile.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Why didn't you put that in there?
This list is weak.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
They didn't see that. I said they didn't see that.
No.
Damn. Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm going to be honest. Y'all list is weak because y'all missed the greatest biopic of all time.
What is it?
Ray. I said with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's
I didn't think about Ray, and I seen Ray a bunch of times. Yeah, add to the list.
Talented nigga ever.
It's actually the best biopic of all time.
That's a good one.
Did y'all see whatchamacallit? Chadwick Boseman with James Brown.
You mean do you see Chadwick Boseman play every black person that ever walked face of the earth?
Yo,
I specifically said James Brown.
Yo, I did see that though. That was really good.
I liked that one. I liked his James Brown.
You act like the Temptations movie wouldn't exist.
We talked about that.
Then
we talked about the five heartbeats.
What's his name? Woody Harris. That's Kane on Power.
Notorious.
No, you talking about New Edition?
Huh?
You talking about New Edition?
Oh, he was in New Edition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Temptations one was like an old ass movie.
Wait, I'm talking about Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman was not in that at all.
He played who again?
James Brown. In reality, one of the best biopics ever, right, was the MC Hammer joint.
They used to be on
VH1. And if you really want to get into one of the best biopics and music biopics ever, and everybody has seen this one. I don't know if you saw it, Bree, because you were a little bit young. But
50 fucking first baby mom. Why you had to say that about me?
I said you're young. We're old.
Yeah, what'd you say fuck me for? Fuck your first baby mom.
Look. I don't know if you saw it, but when the Michael Jackson one by Flex.
That is not one of the best.
That's not even you're young.
That is not one of the
best.
That's one of the greatest.
I never even watched that bullshit
ever. Like, that joke is hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that was one of the greatest comedies ever made.
That's not what it was. We wasn't talking about comedies.
Nigga, that joke is hilarious.
Cut it out, nigga.
Why the hell was he sitting there with that little boy?
That joke is not good, yo.
Nigga said flex.
That's
flex. That's
what? Best movie based musical biopic. Notorious should not even be on the list. Notorious was good. Sucks.
You didn't like Notorious?
Notorious did not
they did
suck.
Say it did not suck.
Oh, it don't suck? It don't suck?
That's why we didn't include him on the list, Kelly. That's why we didn't include him on the list.
The Tupac movie was bad.
Exactly.
But so you tell me Notorious is good when the nigga walked in, hey,
Tupac is Tupac.
You just said fucking flex.
Suck,
but they did
overstep.
That movie
sucks.
No, that part was funny as shit.
That movie, no. The Tupac movie, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it all the way funky with you. I wrote a song on that list.
I remember you told me that.
On the soundtrack, and the movie was so bad, they didn't put out the soundtrack.
Damn.
That's actually a crazy. Yo, you probably.
So wait, there's a Tupac movie?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Played by the nigga that looked exactly like Tupac.
That's like a crazy slap face
that,
right there.
I remember seeing
it. But I was so excited.
It came out. I never saw it. No, I never saw
nigga,
it.
Nigga, I was so excited. I was like,
Selena.
Oh.
Selena. Did I put Selena on there?
Apparently. Oh, Selena.
Selena was good.
Yeah, Selena.
Selena was good.
Selena was
good. Selena.
Cadillac Records?
I feel like I've never seen
that all the way. But
Dreamgirls is technically, what's it called, by the way? But
Dreamgirls.
It's technically a reimagining, but.
Yeah.
Oh man, Eddie Murphy killed that joke.
But I will say this, bro.
I ain't watched that in a long time, and I feel like
Dreamgirls one of the greatest movies ever made.
Is it on Max?
I need, you know what I need? I need
I want a Rick James biopic.
Dreamgirls with Nelly.
They were actually making one back in the day, and they
fuck.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That when they were making one back in the day, they actually were making it with Dave Chappelle playing him as.
They should have.
It's like after they did that little sketch thing.
That shit was great.
That sketch is a true story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
Prince probably was too. Absolutely.
No.
Prince is
pancakes.
No.
He made him pancakes.
My cousin, you know my little cousin before. His older brothers, they used to do karate.
Yeah.
With Charlie Murphy.
See.
Like that was actually every single part of that See? Prince in it. They're both extremely true stories.
You better believe it.
So my aunt and all them, they all know Charlie. They used to live in the same neighborhood.
What's funny is I was actually watching some clips of Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories, and then I saw some clip with Kevin Hart talking about how they was making paper soldiers, and like they Charlie Murphy put the karate tape in, but like in the beginning it was Charlie Murphy getting his ass kicked, so he's out here like wait, fast forward, so they're watching him get his ass kicked and fast forward for like a good like 30 minutes before they got to a part.
That's funny as shit.
No, but he was really like, because my cousins, they all went to the same dojo as Charlie Murphy. I've been there like a few times when I was younger, mm-hmm. but I never took karate. But I used to go there every now and then because I used to be in Jersey. So Charlie Murphy would live around the corner and shit.
Oh, that's tough.
So I never met Charlie, but I was like, damn. Yeah, but
you were so close.
Yeah.
But I'm Matt Murphy.
Come on, man. Sex.
I would have definitely just been out here. Anytime I see him down the block, Charlie Murphy!
Bro, and the crazy part.
Charlie Murphy.
The crazy part is, right, when you see, when it's funnier because you hear Rick James saying Charlie Murphy out here doing karate with little kids and shit. And he really was. It's really funny because he really was doing.
He really was doing
karate with my cousins.
He was doing karate. Karate, as they
That's
say.
Why when I saw a ghost beat him up, I was like, that wouldn't happen to Charlie Murphy. I'm sorry. That nigga whipped your ass, ghost. That nigga would beat the shit out of you.
And I don't look good on the TV.
Wait, what is this?
Charlie Murphy was sick, he still would have beat ghost ass.
Yo, why do restaurants do that? Why do they all like try to promote the same shit at the same time?
They all got snick wraps right now.
They all got snack wraps.
Except fucking McDonald's. Too. So, want that shit.
So they put up the snack wraps because...
I'll be honest, the joint that Burger King...
They are kind of good.
Somebody got to try Wawa.
That joint is good. I had a couple.
So McDonald's is bringing back their snack bag next year.
It's not even going to taste... What is it going to... Bringing back the snack
bag. Bro, everybody dropping... Snack bag. Everybody dropping snack wraps now. Y'all got to drop it now.
McDonald's bringing back the snack bag next year.
I went to Puerto Rico recently and I got a snack wrap there. And it wasn't even like a snack wrap. That shit was like two big-ass burritos for $9.99.
Wow.
It did not taste... Nothing like the old snack wraps.
Was it good?
Was it good though? Was horrible.
Well, you had it in Puerto Rico, I feel like.
But it's only like certain areas still have the snack wrap. Like in the UK, they have it. They have it in London, Puerto Rico.
No.
They had it in Mexico.
Fast food in other countries tastes way different than US joints.
At fucking the KFC, they had like rice and beans. Obviously, it's Puerto Rico, so like you get it. But
yeah.
They didn't have no like regular sides, no like mashed potatoes.
Yo, nah, you're funny as shit. You were going to text me, yo, who hate Rock more? Lure Canaan.
Nah, that's real shit.
Definitely. I feel like.
Ronnie.
I feel like it's Ronnie, yes.
Yo. He said, fuck Rock.
No.
He's like, fuck Rock.
No, he said this.
Fuck
he said,
niggas looking at him like.
He be speaking so like.
No, the way he said fuck Rock, when he was like.
His mouth be closed.
He was like this. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, I'm out in it with my mom. He goes, fuck Rock.
Nah, he was so fucking mad, yo.
Why do you think Ronnie hate Rock so much?
That's cool.
Thank Ronnie?
That's a good question.
Because he was in the game and, like, I mean, she getting all the bread now. So, he not at that top spot no more.
Allegedly. Well, I got from my conspiracy videos. They saying Ronnie.
Oh,
might
my
be
God.
A little Colm C. And he said, Ronnie might have been fucking with DEF CON or, because remember they said DEF CON was gay.
Gee.
Oh, right.
Yo, I told you.
And Leaf said, I told you. He said, get these, unhand me, bitches.
He was like, get off.
In the club.
Tell us what unhand me, bitches is hilarious.
In the club. That's crazy.
Unhand me, bitches. That's crazy for a man to say to a woman.
Unhand me, you bitch. You scathian.
He was not fucking with it.
Not he said, all. Y'all got vaginas? Ew.
Ew.
Get that pussy away from me.
Ah, coochie, leave.
That is a wild sentence. Get that pussy away from
Get
me.
That pussy away said, from
coochie,
me.
Oh my goodness. I have never said that before.
Unhand me. Unhand me is fucking hilarious.
I don't want it.
I don't want this pussy right now.
I've never said that sentence either.
Get it off me.
I don't want this pussy right now.
It was literally thrown at him and he was just like, ugh.
Ugh.
Get this shit away from me.
Man, hey, do you watch the new episode of Raising Kanan?
I think it was too worried about trapping too
much. So you caught up? You watch it or no?
That's why I was like, they said, fuck
Rock. I was getting my hair done. I was like,
oh, shit. We can all talk about Raising Kanan.
It was really good.
Yeah, that's all.
Yo.
I was getting my hair done.
This is a good show.
So they were saying like, oh, the real picture of when they took the picture, that's when Supreme Team used to be how we taking the picture in the club.
That's fire.
And all the drug dealers and shit. And I was like, nigga, that is a terrible idea.
That, no, I mean, yeah idea, realistically, but it is a very terrible idea.
That's how the shit was back in the day.
Well, the reason they would do shit like that, though, is because they'd be like, oh, we're...
They know they the niggas that's getting money.
Of course. They want you to know we the niggas that's getting money, but they also would do it like a smack in the face to the police.
It's like, you can't stop all of us.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Speaking of that,
That's crazy.
Speaking of that,
get bony.
It's like how in Tommy they're trying to make the coalition.
BMF is not, you know, up there with the powers, but I am, like, excited for it to come back, though. I think this season is going to be, like, way better than last season.
Well, of course, they got the greatest rapper all time in it.
And shit. Ooh. Yeah.
You know who the greatest rapper all time is.
Saweetie? She's going to be in it? They're fine.
There's a, like, I don't suck toes. But there's a couple women. Yeah,
why don't you suck toes? Who you, Khalif?
Huh? What?
That was a good shot.
I said, why don't you suck toes? Where you, Khalif?
Applaud.
The reason why I don't really suck toes, it's not like I've never did it before. It's just like,
how many times have you done it then?
Are you judging me?
I just wanna.
I don't like your look.
How many times?
He said he don't like the cut of your jib.
I've done it twice.
Okay.
Twice?
Continue on.
That's enough.
Twice?
God damn it.
Twice. Yes, twice.
Nigga, if I got her foot in the air, I'm going to suck the toe while I'm stroking her out. Fuck the tongue off.
I have had that happen.
It's all right.
It is amazing. Brianna, sit that ass up.
Hey, not again.
She's up. She's up.
Nigga.
It was the hair pop-up.
But yeah, sweetie, yeah.
She's the exception.
Yeah, there's a couple exceptions.
You wouldn't hesitate.
What, sweetie?
It's not that I wouldn't hesitate. If she asked me, I'd be like, yeah, I got you. I wouldn't be out here like,
if you do it willingly. She would like it. Trust me.
If I did it willingly?
Yeah, she would like it.
Sometimes you gotta suck her toes.
Yeah,
so like,
they like that.
Why? What does it do for y'all?
Turns on.
There are nerve endings in the toe.
See?
There's actually nerve endings in your foot. There's nerve endings in your foot that
affect different parts of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, there's a middle part of your foot that like controls your pituitary gland.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
way too many big words.
Yeah. And like,
come on, you like didn't you have an enemy.
You can make a woman come from her foot.
See, that's nice.
Okay.
So if you give a woman a foot massage and you hit like the right part, it'll hit their like, it'll touch their clitoris, and they can basically like, you feel it and they come.
Has a woman ever sucked your nipple?
Yeah, fire.
I've had that done.
Yo, you see, Khalid?
I immediately turned that way too. I was like,
the nigga eyes started flickering.
That nipples.
Yeah, I was messing with this 30-year-old shorty. What? She was like, what, 33, 34? I remember she just pulled it out of nowhere. Because she, for
what
some
did
reason.
You do?
What did I do?
What was your reaction?
I had no reaction.
Like, ooh.
I had no reaction ever.
I think I like it.
Because I was like sitting upright. So I was like, what are you about to do? She was from my neck and just kept going down. And the next thing I know, her mouth is just on my nipple. I was like, this might be a little cum-see. Right? But then I was like, you know what?
I like it.
I was like, you know what? And then my shit bricked up. I was like, oh, you know what? Let's do. You know what? Yeah. I said,
it's
take
not
your.
Not so bad.
You
say,
you got me.
I said, you
now.
Know what? You know what? Take your gown off. Let's do this right now.
Gown.
Why she have a gown on?
She's 30.
She got a nightgown. I'm trying to invest in some. Mind your business.
Nah, some women be getting like pajama sets and shit.
Yes, we in the house. Give me a fucking nightgown. God damn it.
Like, what you think?
Calm down.
I was looking up some yesterday.
Nice little smooth, silky pajama set.
Yeah,
you think I be
something
used to, you think I be out here fucking women that just has sweatpants
nice
on all the time? Sometimes
you know?
They like to look
I love
nice.
For her. Yeah. Light some candles.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I had no problems with that. I was like, all right.
Okay.
I was like, okay, nipples.
Y'all got your nipples like sucked before, licked anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all freaky. I never did that yet.
I'm gonna get my nipple.
Out of all things I've done, it's not one of them.
I'm gonna get my nipple.
But don't worry though.
Sucked or head sucked?
What?
She said sucked. All right, you had
it. I've done both.
I'm talking to Sean. Well,
I've never sucked or licked any of them.
Oh. Bro, you be licking a nipple?
No. I've had mine sucked, of course.
Huh?
No, I don't do that.
She don't say it again. She don't have sex, okay?
No, she don't partake in that nasty stuff.
It's the Lord's day, and she says she don't
get into it. Nah, she's correcting herself.
Stop pressuring her. She said that's not what she does, okay? She's never done it.
I'm just a girl.
Yes.
You're just a liar. That's what you are.
Jeez. Jeez. That's not a nice word. A storyteller is the correct term.
That is not storytelling.
If you will.
Growing up, we wasn't allowed to say liars. Exactly. A fibber and a storyteller, we couldn't say liars growing up.
No, no liars? Okay, fine. She's a fibber. She's a falsifier.
A falsifier. That's too big of a word when I was little.
That's a falsifier.
One mic. Right.
A falsifier.
One mic. Y'all have a side.
All I need is... on mic.
No, they was both talking about
you rapping Nas.
Yeah.
So Bree, are you a falsifier?
The falsifying prophet.
It's the Lord's day. Amen. Shit. He turned water into what?
Wine.
This right here.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, I think he just turned it into white wine though.
I think he turned it into white wine.
I don't think it.
First of all, when you go to church, they give you red wine, okay?
The blood of...
That's because it represents the blood.
With the crackers.
I think it's... that represents blood. I think it's red wine, bro.
I don't think
it's red wine, because if that was the case, they would have had white
wine
in church.
Sean, that's not what happened.
I know what happened.
They say
I was there when they gave out the wine.
You're correct.
They gave out the wine.
No.
Blood is red.
It was red.
But you're correct in that.
With crackers.
But what I'm saying is...
It was never white wine.
What I'm saying is that
he turned water into what?
To wine.
And what they have in church.
Red wine. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. That has nothing to do with the water and wine situation.
All right, so.
As a nigga that goes to church.
You can't say them two sentences. You can't say the two words with that. You can't say nigga that goes to church.
Online.
As a man.
Online. I was at church 2 weeks ago. When was the last time y'all both went to church?
Nigga. Last week.
First of all, you hate Jesus.
Last week.
I don't hate Jesus. Stop putting that narrative out there, please.
Don't.
You hate Jesus Christ.
I don't hate Jesus.
Your Lord and Savior. Your Messiah.
I don't even know my friend. You start saying that shit for real.
Oh, so you are a liar.
He's a falsifier.
He is a falsifier.
My new word.
You know, fuck you.
The word of the week is falsifier, guys.
So my nephew, right? This my birthday was this past week, right? So my nephew, he was like...
What's up, nephew?
He's 2 years old. And he wasn't trying to tell me happy birthday at all. So
he's mean.
Fuck you, nigga.
He wasn't like was dead and it's not trying to tell me happy birthday.
He was avoiding it.
And my sister-in-law texted me like, it's okay that he didn't tell you happy birthday. He says everybody's birthday, his birthday. He thinks he deserves every birthday for himself. He'll only tell you happy birthday when you're about to give him.
Definitely your nephew.
He'll only tell you happy birthday when you're about to give him some cake. Right?
Some cake.
But when it was,
wait, what? That's the only like.
Yes, that's only. So
did you give him like a piece of cake?
Yes.
Did he say happy birthday?
Yes, on Friday.
That's deep on Friday.
I have a video. He's like, happy no, and then
no,
and start crying.
Yo,
cutting yourself off in the middle of that is nuts. He has too much pride. That is ridiculous.
No,
at that young age, too much pride.
You don't give a hell about nothing.
But the funniest part is that they said it's okay. He wouldn't even acknowledge that Christmas was Jesus' birthday. He said, I'm Augie Jesus.
Wait, that's funny as hell.
Augie Jesus was hilarious.
I'm Augie Jesus.
I respect him. Mm-hmm.
And he's only two?
Yeah, I respect it.
He's like, no, it's not his birthday. It's my birthday.
When is his birthday? What is he?
His birthday is in March 22nd.
Nah, he thought it was his birthday. He said, fuck that. It's my birthday again.
It was just very funny. I was sitting there dying laughing.
Why would it be his birthday?
And his older brother's like, come on now, just say happy birthday. What if he gives you some cake?
No.
He thought about it. It's like, no.
That's crazy.
No.
Until he was in front of you, you see the cake, he goes, oh, happy birthday.
Ah!
That's funny shit. You know
he wasn't trying to tell my niece happy birthday either. Her birthday was Friday.
He's like, no, it's actually my birthday. It's about me.
It's about me.
That's deep. It's about him.
He told her, hey,
wait, what is his zodiac sign? He told her March.
He's a Pisces, Aries.
Right? Oh, he's an Aries?
That sounds about right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Everything is about them.
Oh, Aries.
Yeah. They're the air sign.
Damn.
Yeah. I have Aries in my chart. They hot-headed as well.
Sean, let me ask you this. Are there certain niggas that have certain, like, zodiac signs that you do not fuck with?
Yeah,
like if they tell you like I'm such and such, you immediately be like, all right, I'm turned off. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Top three.
You're a fucking demon, bitch.
Top
three. I rebuke you.
What's your top three?
Top three?
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius, Libra.
Sagittarius, Libra, and what was the third one?
Cancers.
Cancers?
I love a Cancer.
Wild. Cancer men are wild. They emotionally
Cancer.
Like,
Taurus. Let's replace the Cancer.
They be cheating. Taurus is
Cancer
cheating.
Women are amazing.
Leo. My mom's a Cancer.
Which one?
Huh?
Which ones? Is it the July ones or
I don't
June's?
Know their birthday. All I know is that
Ayo.
One thing about a Cancer woman, and especially if she got that and she got the
she got
a choker. Oh my god, you're in for
That's
a great
a
time.
Crazy
oh
accessory.
My goodness.
You know what she gonna do?
Die on the
Suck
dick.
Suck that dick.
Wow.
She gonna die on the dick.
Yo. Don't say that like that again, bro.
Suck that dick.
That cock.
Stop crazy. It. So you are in agreement.
Hold on, I'm gonna call you right back.
So you agree with Brie for that list?
No, mine would actually be like probably like Pisces and Virgo.
Hmm.
I would put Sag on there too, though. Honestly.
Oh, really for what?
Shit. Sagittarius.
Niggas that she wouldn't fuck with
terrorists.
If they told her their sign off rip.
Oh, maybe a Scorpio too, though.
Yeah, y'all Scorpios, they're terrible people.
Yeah.
And, Sid just walked out. You're just you here right now. I love people. Y'all.
I love
no,
y'all.
No, the men are really bad, though.
I don't know.
I don't think it matters to me. Like, you're just a good person and you're just that. No, I don't really know.
Some people ain't shit.
I don't really know what signs do. I just hear a lot of bad shit about.
You gotta know. You gotta know who to duck, who to run from.
Yeah, like Scorpios. I hear a lot of bad shit about
y'all. I'm one of them. Yeah, see? So I'm talking about.
Do hear a lot of bad shit about y'all. A
lot of bad shit.
About what, Scorpios?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't Drake
you
one?
You a Leo, right?
A Leo.
Yeah, you my dog.
You my dog.
I hate Leo women. Oh my god,
my ex was a Leo.
Y'all don't have patterns with the same sign, so they kind of like let you know because that's happened to me.
No, I'm all.
I've had patterns with the same zodiac sign, different people.
You talking about you hate Leo men?
You see,
I'll
say this.
Please,
I've had patterns. It's been a repetitive.
How you know I don't hate you?
Nigga, I will poison your fucking eggs.
Ooh.
You said you'll poison my ass?
Eggs,
man.
Oh, I was gonna say,
eggs.
whoa.
Oh, she said eggs.
Poison
It'd be
my
him.
Ass.
But she just could have said
be
poisoning.
Him. But
you having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like
fucking
I do have a pattern when it
with
comes
certain
to
zodiac signs.
Like if you're a Leo woman, like
it's a sign to me.
Dating podcast.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
I like
you
same bad experience with a certain zodiac sign.
No, but it's not a bad thing. It's more just like I like you. Like
I've had
quick.
Bad experiences with certain zodiac signs repetitively.
Well, for me, that would be Pisces.
So it's like, no, you're a red flag. I don't want.
Maybe you need to stop doing that sign shit and just find a man that like you. For
I don't.
You.
I don't do the signs. It's just funny. It's just like, all right. If
isn't
I,
it funny?
If I have to like,
all
right.
Isn't it funny?
All women going to break your heart.
I think it's funny. And that's a fact.
All of them.
Oh, no.
Every single one.
That's not true, fellas.
Yes.
All women are going to break your heart.
They're all going to dog you out.
And all you're going to do is love them.
They're all going to.
And all they're going to do.
Exactly. They're going to dog you out.
Don't love these hoes, bro. Don't do that. Why are you giving your heart out for these women that don't give their heart to you?
It's called manipulation.
Why would you do that?
It's called manipulation.
See, that's not manipulation.
With that positive shit.
That's not manipulation.
What are you talking about right now?
That's not. Why would
oh,
that be
shit,
a nigga
move?
Because you fell for the trick.
Care about what you're talking about.
The nigga that's gonna get his heart broken.
So she manipulated him.
Yep.
Okay, we could put that there, I guess. So what? Well, so you're admitting women manipulate.
He said when you shit.
Bomber clap.
Who said that?
He did.
I don't know why I said that swipe just now. My fault.
All right, guys. I think this is the podcast.
It's done. Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, we done.
All right, guys.
We start talking about relationships and shit.
Zodiac signs and shit.
We're bored. We're bored.
Bri already did her routine fall asleep. After she was in this, she was igniting the flame.
She ain't even finished her beer. Mm.
Lee's like, pour it in the piss cup. All right, guys. This has been episode 165 of... Nigga.
I was wondering why this nigga sounded. I'm like...
The great way he just sit there smiling hard there like... Huh? Alright guys, this has been episode 165 of the greatest podcast of all time. That is absolutely about nothing. This is Yup Another Podcast. I'm Stunt. Follow me at IMSTUNT. Sean, where can they find you? Come on, it's not that hard.
Sean Vidon.
Yes sir, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Harley,
follow me at HarleyNoDavidson_ on TikTok and Instagram. And also, I got two shows this week at the Dialect Paradise. That's on Thursday. Pull up comedy show. Also, Casa Duran on Saturday. Hit me up for that address because I don't know where he lives. I do, but I don't. So just hit me up for that address. All right. You know what I'm saying? Come see me live. I got jokes. Show is gonna be very entertaining. You'll laugh.
Leaf, where can they find you?
Chief_Leaf_Chief_Eats_ Twitter, Chief_Leaf_2_ And I'm not gonna say my TikTok name because I can't think of another one. But I'm gonna change it back to normal soon. Very soon.
And Leaf.
Kyle Ken Leaf.
We have entered week 3.
I already know.
January.
I already know.
You got 3 gonna go.
I already know.
On the way. Brianna.
Yes, my name is Brianna. Don't follow me on the internet.
Don't
follow me on the internet. Ooh, pick. All right, guys, this has been another episode. I hope you have a great day. Always remember that you're beautiful. Always remember that you're amazing. And... always remember what, Sean? Or always maybe do what you want. And what, Sean?
Lick some gooch.
Mm-mm. Okay. I like that.
That's going too far down. Lick some gooch. They like it.
No. Let's have some sexy sex.
Lick the gooch. For sure. Lick the gooch. Lick the booty.
Yeah, lick a nipple.
Lick the booty hole. Lick a nipple.
Oh. All right, freaky horny.
Okay.
Freaky horny.